take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are under the program of dance.
Story starts down at the docks of the night on the hour. With ships carrying bells in their entourage, they consider fortune in Japan and America. We've been refused entry so many times we lost count. So we're storming away. I'm happy 10 years. Oh, there are bells. Maybe they're in this place you'd be safe and you look count your senses. But one day, there's an next moment of training will be about the home of these senses. They will be shining. And each time we storm off the crashes, it takes the whole damn country with it. So when this country goes pop, we'll have already done it. Well, the ship on the shore, the crowd's been hired, but the result in effect wasn't what we desired. The crowd searched for an overwhelming bias when we saw a bigger band standing behind us. And we were blocking their way, and we had a limousine to take them away, the bastards. Now we had much money, cars, the country. So all we could afford was a broken down Jeep. We trusted a man, we got it off rocks, and he looked really sad when he sold it. But we went back to pick up a bag to the engine exploding. Then we walked across town to the hotel where we booked in the stay. But arrived to find a cancel and our booking turned us away. So we were left on the street looking for a new place in which to stay. Then decided we might as well check out this brand new world we're here anyway. First thing we wanted was to find a place where we could buy something to eat. We were amazed walking back to find someone had left a rubbish bag right in the street. It was only as we got close to we saw it was an old man. We collapsed, these people rushed by, they kicked him aside. With their feet, we passed small books, there were religious fanatics who pushed their way in to burn the heretics. These books have been published, yet they never read them, and it didn't matter, cause they knew what was in them. What are you doing anyway, when you've got a gun and never lead you astray? We passed a small boy who was counting blood, and asked if there was any way in which we could help him. But the boy just ran off and we came to an alleyway. And right to start, we could see someone lying there. We thought it was a world we might be glad. And realized it should have been a soldier instead. So we counted the body and called the police without giving our names. Then we left very quickly, they were all on some of the crime. Find a way.